We're going to spend some time now talking about the HERO Foundation, and we're going to lead off by talking with Michael Ruprecht, who has been joined by two of his mates here in studio. Let's start with you, Michael. Good morning.
Good morning, Barry.
You are listed as the founder of HERO Foundation?
Yeah. I'm the president and founder of the HERO Foundation, mm-hmm. and this whole thing kind of came together October of last year during the fires.
What's it all about?
Well, the HERO Foundation is all about what started off as it was just kind of an effort to aid fire relief and kind of just act as a platform for myself and my friends to go out and do some volunteer work for fire relief. That's what it started off as, and we deemed it as like kind of successful in that. But after a while, we were kind of in discussion, and we agreed that, you know, it was something that we there was a camaraderie and a passion in what we were doing that we didn't like. It was hard to replace, and we didn't want to replace it. We wanted to keep going with it. So with the name, it's good that we called it the HERO Foundation at the time. Nothing too specific, because it then morphed into us wanting to take on different projects, varying in relevancy in the current climate. So, for instance, like we hosted from a charity concert all the way to like a Mario Kart tournament for charity, all the way to a clothing drive, and that stuff it was great. It all went really well. And then our most recent thing that we did was the Heroes March, which was the one that was the most personal. It wasn't just like, it wasn't fun and games. It was the most serious I'd ever seen us in a project, and yeah. it was of the utmost importance to us.
That's what took place yesterday, yeah. Following up on the Elena Housley murder that took place in Thousand Oaks.
Yes.
Describe yesterday's march for us.
Yesterday's march, my team and I got to Memorial Stadium. I remember at one point there was nobody there except for the volunteers. And it was a little unnerving, but I kind of knew. I was like, people know and care about Elena Housley so deeply. Unfortunately, I never got the chance to meet her, but I swear I must have been the only person in Napa Valley that didn't get to meet her. At the Candlelight Vigil in Vintage, everybody had something just profoundly touching to say about her. Yeah, like her impact on the community was, it just goes without saying. So I did have a feeling. I was like, people are going to come for her and for the other underlying purpose of the Heroes March, which was to attempt to put a stop to gun violence, potentially put in new policies for gun control, but above all, just have it be in honor of Elena, Napa native that was held incredibly dear in the hearts of the whole community.
Mm-hmm. I should mention, you are a Justin High School graduate, right?
Yes, yes.
Last year?
Last year, yeah.
So you're 18, 19?
I'm 19 years old, mm-hmm. Yeah, taking a gap year.
Also here in the studio with us, we have Raphael from New Tech. I don't know your last name, Raphael.
Genty.
Genty, Raphael Genty from New Tech High. And we also have Dominic from Napa High School. Dominic, what's your last name?
DePasqua.
Very good. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in. Dominic, let me stay with you for a second. Let me get some of your impressions of what happened yesterday.
So it was actually a really good turnout. We had a bunch of volunteers helping to set up in the morning. We had the mayor speak, not the mayor, we had Mike Thompson speaking.
Mayor was going to speak, yeah.
Yeah. We had a couple speakers, including Michael and Raffi. The community knew about it. They came in support of Elena Housley, and it was really just a warming experience. I mean, I couldn't stop smiling the entire day. It was just really beautiful how the community came together, and the Housley family actually showed up, and they were able to speak. And we weren't really sure if they were going to show up, but it was amazing to see them. And they spoke a little bit, and it was just an amazing experience.
Mm-hmm. Let me come to you, Raphael. What about you? What are your thoughts from yesterday?
I'm going to go off kind of what Dominic said. So Michael and I were able to speak. We were one of the first two speakers in between Mike Thompson. And at the very end, when we thought everyone had gone through and was done speaking, the Housley family, the mother and father, came up, and they just gave this profound speech about their thoughts on how it wasn't gun violence, but it was people's violence towards each other, and their message was to spread more peace and love. And I think that was one of the main messages that stuck with everyone throughout the audience that morning. And it was really a profound experience, and I'm so glad that I was able to be a part of it and setting it up. And then when the speeches were over, we marched to Veterans Park in downtown Napa. Mm-hmm. We led a crowd of around, I want to say, at least 500 people. There were people walking behind us for at least 3 or 4 blocks. Definitely. And it was an amazing turnout. And we had a bit of an open mic at the end at Veterans Park as well for people to come up and share personal experiences with Elena. And that was really beautiful to see. We had a couple people go up as well.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, the cruel reality, marches are important, gatherings important, things that people say are important, but actions could change something around this. Mm-hmm. Michael, lead off. What kind of actions do you guys and your members of your organization think can take place that will make some difference in this violent culture issue that we have? It's just one of many current issues that we need to confront.
Right. I mean, that's just it's an issue really as old as time. With lots of right answers. One part of it is the part that is love isn't as much of a key part of our culture as it should be. And not just for America, I'd say for all over. You know, I mean, I'm not saying people aren't loving, but it's subtle sometimes. Like sometimes we're afraid to smile at people that we don't know. We're afraid to, you know, like, we're afraid to reach out to even our own friends, ask them how they're doing. We often leave each other alone. We hold grudges. Those are subtle things that kind of rip us away from the essence of love. Bigger things is that, you know, there's this, it's such a divisive climate in America, politically speaking, and also just in any lots of other parts, just everyone's pinned against each other, and this is the worst time for that to be the case. It's we're losing our brothers and sisters left and right, and we still just actually have the audacity to continue to breed hate and have it manifest. Mm-hmm. Just there are like a million ways to be nice. Being nice, being kind, being loving, being understanding. That is key, and it always will be. But if we're talking about specific stuff that can kind of go towards, you know, if we're talking about in the gun realm, gun violence realm, for those that are really, really concerned about this, as I know I am, and a lot of other people my age are, I mean, you can donate to gun reform groups. You can. It's very important that people our age reach out to our representatives, email, call them. If you have Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, they're all involved on those. You can contact them too. They want to hear from you, and because politicians serve us. You know, it's service leadership. That's the essence of what it is. It's not supposed to be a business or anything like that. It's not like some sort of act. They're supposed to help the people. And I know a lot of politicians that I know agree with that. So they would want to help. And I mean, you can make petitions, you can do more gatherings. Just thoughts and prayers are great, but it's time to act, and it's also time to not forget.
Mm. Raphael, what are your thoughts about the what to do about it question?
I really think Michael covered it all. I mean, it's a lot of not just, you know, spreading more love and breeding less hate, but also, like he was saying, reaching out, calling, emailing your local governors, senators, congressmen, things like that, because like he said, we elect them to serve us, so they serve the majority of the people. So if we reach out to them and let them know our thoughts on this issue, then they'll have to respond in at least a way that covers what the majority of the people think, right? And I think that, yeah.
Yeah, very good. Dominic?
Rafi and I, we're both 17, so we're about to turn 18 and be able to vote soon. So, this is our time to shine. You know, the young people in America are having a voice. We're being heard. And whether it's donating to gun reform, charities, like we donated to States United. So we had, like, yesterday we had volunteers collecting funds for that. Or whether it's doing that or just getting your voice heard by your vote, it really all will make a difference in the end.
Mm-hmm. You guys and your friends inspired to some degree by the kids in Parkland, Florida, and the response to what happened there that they've created?
I know the mayor, Jill Teckel, was trying to get me in contact with some Parkland students. It was all very short notice. It never really ended up working out, but I do think that's something that's going to happen in the future. The Hero Foundation getting in contact and potentially working with former Parkland students through Jill Teckel. But in terms of just what inspired us to do all this, it happens all the time. I think that's the biggest thing. It happens all the time. And all of them are just as horrific. You know, and it happens so much to the point where it's like, I was up there in Yountville during the shooting at the veterans home, and I figured, it's happening here. What are the odds? There at Thousand Oaks, there were reports that there were survivors from the Vegas shooting that were also, like, they survived that, and then, to say what are the odds is such like just an understatement. It's painful to even think about. You survive that, and then it happens again in Thousand Oaks, borderline. It's not even hard. It's painful to wrap your mind around that's mm-hmm. That's how it just you almost can't escape it.
How did we create this world is the question.
Right.
And how do
right.
we remake it into a different form, and
which I think it is totally possible to do that.
If we made what we have now, we can make something else.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. This was man-made. We, as much as we've done this harm to ourselves, we can heal ourselves through love, understanding, peace, and maybe even some policy change.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I got to say, it's inspiring to see young people stepping up. I came from a generation when I was your age. Apathy was so pervasive coming out of the Watergate years, the Vietnam War, and there was a lot of disengagement, like this world is a mess and I don't want to have anything to do with it. Whereas people your age today are inspiring us older guys and women, because you're saying we can do something to change this. So keep going. What's next for the Hero Foundation?
What's next for the Hero Foundation? So after the march, we're working with Mike Thompson right now, just to in terms of just the next step, kind of for the Heroes March, is we're working with Mike Thompson to kind of get a petition sorted out to hopefully name the vintage soccer field after Elena Housley, in honor of her, but two, to keep that conversation alive, because what was a recurring theme in speeches that were given yesterday was that we just move on very quickly. We forget all the time, and we can't keep doing that. And after that, I guess outside of shootings, the campfire, Butte County, Paradise, I mean, that's just unspeakable. It all is, the shootings and the fires. It's California is just really... It's taking a beating, and we as the Hero Foundation, we love our state, and we love the people here, and we're going to again put forth a new kind of, we haven't thought it out yet, but a project to raise money for fire relief in Butte County and beyond. So fire relief is like our next big project while still working with anti-gun violence.
Sure. All right. Any final thoughts, Raphael?
I mean, I was kind of want to go off what Michael was saying a couple of minutes ago about the how shootings have kind of become inevitable. I was talking to someone the other day, and they were saying it's almost inevitable that someone is going to be closely related to anyone else who has been in a shooting. And while this is terrible, we have to do everything we can to avoid this from happening throughout our country. I read a statistic where we have had, I want to say, approximately one mass shooting on average per day in 2018 alone. It's 307 shootings in 317 days now. And it's crazy. I mean, we have to come together and realize that this is something that can't continue.
Yeah, you're so right. We just the pace of life these days, the next big thing is right there. Mm-hmm. Every minute there's some new thing we have to pay attention to, and you quickly lose your sense of priorities. It's just like a stack of things to do, but mm-hmm. somewhere there's a priority in there.
Right.
You know,
right.
And we can't lose that. Dominic, final thought?
Let's see, final thought. Well, I just wanted to say that our main message is to, I guess, inspire the youth. And I feel like people say we have this naive outlook, but maybe that's a good thing, because maybe we can help inspire the youth and make a change in this world. Even though it sounds naive, we can do it.
Some people might say naive. Others might say idealistic, which is a
exactly.
much more positive way to look at
mm-hmm.
it. So
yeah,
hold
agree.
On to that. Thank Gentlemen, you. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
We're out of time. That's the KVON Morning Show for today. I'm Barry Martin. Stay tuned. More great radio coming up. It's Judd Finkelstein standing by with his Napa Valley radio show on the way shortly.
Mercedes-Benz of Fairfield, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. The very finest in cars, SUVs, vans, local staff, locally owned. You want to head in and get a car, you find Danny. He'll sell you a car. Todd's in charge of vans. Crystal will help you out in the boutique, my favorite spot to hang out. And Justin, of course, the head of all sales. All fantastic people, locals, locally owned. Our owner lives right here in the Napa Valley. And, of course, Christmas is coming, and that means you could get in there now and get a mini Mercedes-Benz electric vehicle or maybe a sled. They have